From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide car bombing in the Afghan capital that killed at least 8 people and wounded more than 50. From Kabul, NPR's Jackie Northam reports it was one of several attacks in the city today.
The most serious attack happened on the eastern edge of Kabul. A suicide bomber rammed his vehicle, loaded with explosives, into a convoy of Western troops, traveling along a road dotted with international aid and military bases. Among the dead and wounded are UN workers and international soldiers. Earlier in the day, a Taliban rocket landed at the presidential palace in the center of the city. Shortly after, another rocket struck police headquarters. By late afternoon, the streets of the capital were quiet, and there was uncertainty whether today's attacks were the start of a concerted campaign by the Taliban to disrupt Thursday's presidential election. International election monitors fear the attacks would keep Afghans from going to the polling booths. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
President Obama met with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak today and says he sees positive steps in the Middle East. From the White House, NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
President Obama said the two leaders spoke about how to jumpstart the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. The president said there'd been some movement in the right direction, noting the removal of some Israeli security checkpoints and improved economic conditions in the West Bank.
All of this is creating a climate in which it's possible for us to see some positive steps and hopefully negotiate towards a final resolution of these long-standing issues.
The president spoke as it was reported that Israel had not issued any new building permits for West Bank settlements since Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu came to office last spring. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the White House.
The White House says President Obama prefers that a public insurance option be included in the overhaul of the nation's health care system. The statement comes as congressional Democrats react to administration officials who indicated over the weekend the president may be backing away from requiring a public option. Many Democrats say any overhaul without it will fail. The Commerce Department reports a somewhat mixed picture in the housing market. Housing starts in July fell, including a record decline in groundbreaking for large projects such as apartment buildings and condos. But starts for single-family homes rose by 1.7% over June. Meanwhile, the producer price index dipped 0.9% in July from June, mainly because of lower energy prices, and that calmed inflationary concerns. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed up 82 points at 9,217. The Nasdaq gained 25 points to close at 1955. The S&P rose 9 to close at 989. This is NPR. An Oklahoma judge has struck down a law hailed by opponents of abortion rights. Last year, state lawmakers approved the law, which, among other things, required doctors to show women seeking an abortion an ultrasound image of the fetus, and technicians were required to display the image during the procedure so the woman could see it. Today, the state judge declared the law unconstitutional because it deals with more than one subject. Robert Novak, the conservative columnist who covered official Washington for half a century, died this morning after struggling with brain cancer. He was 78. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Bob Novak started in journalism as a high schooler, writing for his hometown paper in Joliet, Illinois. After serving in the U.S. Army during the Korean War, Novak joined the Associated Press, moved to Washington, and jumped to the Wall Street Journal. In 1963, he and Roland Evans joined forces on a column that blended reporting, analysis, and commentary. It lasted nearly 40 years. Novak was also an early voice of conservatism on cable news as a co-host of CNN's Crossfire. Novak's column revealing the identity of former CIA operative Valerie Plame Wilson in July 2003 helped trigger the most potent scandal of the Bush administration. Novak withdrew from public view last year after falling ill. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Hurricane Bill has strengthened to a Category 3 storm as it moves west-northwest in the Atlantic Ocean. The National Hurricane Center reports Bill is east of the Leeward Islands with maximum sustained winds of nearly 125 miles an hour. The southeastern part of Massachusetts, including Cape Cod, is the only area within the so-called cone of uncertainty. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.